Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, justice, wellness, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on here since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. And we are joined for an in-studio interview with Linda Morse, a local vegan. And she's absolutely fabulous. And I'm so thrilled that Linda is joining us here in the studio. Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome, Marlene. Thank you. I had met Marlene because we were associated with some of the same people. And I asked Marlene about her veganism, you know, because as far as I know, she came out of the womb a vegan. And so I got to understand why she had chosen that diet. I admired her because she, in my estimation, you know, was losing out on some very interesting food. However, about 10 years ago, I think, around there, that I just decided that's for me. And so despite the difficulties, as everyone who has a vegan past knows, that some people just can't understand or don't even want to talk to you about it. I think that what is so puzzling, if they just kind of, oh, ho-hum, a vegan and the reason for it and what it's like to gain the peace of mind of knowing that you're not taking part in the destruction of sentient beings. And so consequently, people just close your ears. I guess you'd say they, no, I don't want to know about that. That's not in my life, not in my world.
Linda, what are some of the challenges that you've faced when it comes to the medical community?
I will say that as doctors were turning over as there was a turnover in the clinic I was going to, I was given a doctor who walked into the room but stayed at the door, and it was a fairly large room. She stayed at the door, didn't come over to welcome me, and she said, "So how do you get your protein?" I knew she wasn't going to be my doctor immediately. Mm-hmm. I think that it's the hesitation people have about coming to terms with someone who doesn't live like you or eat like you. And I have a little saying next to my sink in my kitchen. I'm not sure. I thought it was a Guatemalan proverb, but it could have been a Native American. And it said, "Better to eat beans in peace than meat in distress." And I thought, yeah, I like that. Mm. Yeah. I can't even envision what a slaughterhouse would look like and sound like and mm-hmm. feel like and smell like. Mm-hmm. I had a job recently, well, not that recently, probably 10 years ago. Well, I called it being the Girl Friday, the one who does everything. And the people I worked for knowingly would send me, in knowing I was a vegan, would send me to pick up at a slaughterhouse. I did it. I needed the money.
What would you pick up?
Oh, it was, I call it a slaughterhouse. I don't know if they did the slaughtering out behind where all of the meat was already cut, but it wasn't pleasant. People don't even know what they're buying. They don't know what it came from.
I would love to hear about vegan dishes that you make. And before we go into that, I do want to ask one more question about a lot of the people we meet in everyday life. They don't want to hear about veganism, justice and peace and nonviolence. And so it's the challenging for the vegans, especially. It's, oh, so depressing walking into a grocery store. Germany has vegan grocery stores. And I heard this 10 years ago, and I thought by now we'd have vegan grocery stores here in the United States. But we still don't, that I know of here in this area anyway, in central Massachusetts. I was thinking today when I was in the grocery store, when I was looking at everybody's carts all around me, in that I realize that we as humans in a non-vegan paradigm have been conditioned, brainwashed, indoctrinated to consume the dismembered flesh and the female reproductive secretions, which is dairy and eggs, of victims. It's always victims.
Yes, they are.
Because it's not like somebody has an animal who's a pet and that animal passes away peacefully of old age and they think, oh, let's eat those body parts. No, it's always victims. And the same thing with dairy and eggs. They don't go up to women, consenting women, and say, hey, can we consume your ovule menstrual secretions or your breast milk? Right? Of course not. You'd never.
You're right.
That's insane. And yet, it's the ovule menstrual secretions of hens, and it's the breast milk of dairy cows or goats or buffalo or camels or whatever. The non-vegan paradigm is so obsolete, it really needs to be put away.
I agree with you, and I think that when I hear calves crying for their mothers and the mothers crying, they're taken away immediately to serve us. It is absolutely criminal. Mm-hmm. If you really believe in what we're talking about, you can't ignore it. You just cannot. It's just a matter of being.
Yes. Beautiful. Words of wisdom from Linda Morse, who's also celebrating her 84th birthday. Very exciting, Linda. Thank you so much for being here in the studio. I'm so honored.
I so thank you for the privilege. I really didn't think I could do this, you know. So I thought, well, Marlene will be at the helm, and she's a good woman, and I've known her for so long. Oh, a good teacher, a good person, lovely person. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you. And I would love to hear about some of these great dishes that you make. Yeah, so let's hear some tips again so that we can learn from you. Thank you.
I have probably a dozen, if not more, vegan books, cookbooks. I also accumulated so many that a few years ago I sorted them and categorized them, and I have 5 binders full, which I would love to dedicate to someone who might be interested. I have one with desserts, you know, from cakes to muffins to cookies to whatever. One is soups. One is all tofu, which encompasses burgers and other things. One that is strictly vegan cooking vegetables, eggplant, green beans or casseroles or something.
Very nice, very nice.
I do love cooking Indian foods. I found curry leaves. If no one has had them, it's not like the curry powder at all, but it is a very unique flavor. It's great. I make a noodle soup. It's Indonesian. It has many of the spices that are used in Indian cooking, and a broth, of course, and tofu. Yeah, tastes awfully good.
Nice, nice.
Oh my goodness, we can make the most delicious food. Some people hear the word tofu, they, no, resounding no. They don't know what they can do with it. And It's just amazing. I have loved being a vegan cook. I really have loved it. And if anyone says, I don't know what I can cook for you, all right, I'll cook for you instead. And inevitably, they're surprised, very surprised. I have one cookbook. It's called Thug Kitchen. And when my granddaughter was visiting last year, I asked her to let me know what she wanted from me. Yeah. That was one of them. She wants a Thug Kitchen cookbook. It's a very good cookbook. Have you ever heard of it?
I have, yes. I remember hearing about that years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The family I cooked for, I made quite a few. As a matter of fact, one of their sons, they had three sons, and he was the middle child, and he was graduating from high school, and he asked me to make some things from that.
Oh, and this was a job you had of cooking for a family?
Yep.
And you cooked all vegan?
Yeah.
And they were or were not vegan?
Nope. This was the scoop. Their mother and I were friends, and I guess I didn't have a job at the time. So she asked her son, who was her oldest, who also had a very lucrative real estate business, and he sent newsletters out every month, if he would put a little spot in there for me. He said, I want to meet her. And when I went to their house and started, you know, my show of what I cook, they said, we don't care what you cook, just cook. I also cooked for a woman in Grafton. I just cooked what she wanted, vegan. She was older than I by a year or two.
We're listening to Linda Morse, who's joining us for an in-studio interview. And we're celebrating Linda's birthday. She's been on this planet since the 1940s.
I walked up on a hillside where the stormy winds collide. Felt the ancient rhythm rising like a fire from inside. Heard a whisper in the shadows saying, lady, you're not alone. And the mountains bowed before me like they knew I'd found my home. Every heartbeat turning brighter. Each breath fans my sacred flame.
I'm the daughter of the dawn. Burning steady, burning strong. With the spirit of the ages singing through me like a song. I'm the daughter of the dawn. Rising up where I belong.
And the light inside my heart keeps shining where we're all.
Dedicate this song to Linda. This is Dawn's Daughter by Lady Peace.
I've been walking through the echoes of the lives I lived before. Every vision like a doorway, every truth an open door. When the thunder shook the valley, I could feel my power grow. And the sky became a mirror for the things I've come to know. Every heartbeat turning brighter. Each breath fans my sacred flame.
I'm the daughter of the dawn. Burning steady, burning strong. With the spirit of the ages singing through me like a song. I'm the daughter of the dawn. Rising up where I belong.
And the light inside my heart keeps shining where we're all one.
Dawn's Daughter by Lady Peace. And Grateful Airplane. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh, and I can try to claim me. Oh, my soul won't fade away. Oh, I was born of ancient starlight. I was laid to lead the way. Every heartbeat turning brighter. Each breath fans my sacred flame.
I'm the daughter of the dawn. Burning steady, burning song.
taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with local vegan Linda Morse. And also I have announcements of upcoming vegan events in June. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. Let's continue our conversation with Linda Morse. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. What we see happening in 2026 is a backlash, a pushback against veganism because it's becoming more popular now. The word vegan is known everywhere worldwide now. And so now the carnist industries and the carnist institutions are really pushing back against it, which of course they're not going to succeed. Love will win. Veganism will win.
You and I think alike, and many other vegans think the same. And I think I should say here that I don't have any problems with any of my organs. Even at my age, I'm not taking any medication to, you know, prevent a heart attack or whatever, you know. And the funny thing is, whenever I meet a person in the medical field, one of the first things they ask me, because of my age, are you on a blood thinner? I think it's kind of hilarious because I know so many older people are, or on on blood pressure medication. So it's healthy too. I don't want to eat anything that raises babies or is a baby. I know also that eating the way I do is much more healthy than the masses are eating.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you. Well, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot, Marlene. I would just like to say that we shouldn't, I remember hearing this term by a well-known author, and he termed it being a shrink down, which means you just get settled into a pattern that you can't imagine yourself veering from, opening your mind to new things. Of course, we're primarily talking about the foods we eat, but I think we need to think about that. I live in a retirement home, a village, and I can't have meaningful conversations with many, 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 because they get to a certain point and they shut down and will not even entertain or a spark of interest in something that goes against what they have believed their entire lives and almost seem as though they, to them it's sacrilege to abandon your culture. And it's not. It's called growth. It's called, you know, and learning. We should never stop learning.
Beautiful. Very profound. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Marlene, it was such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks to Linda Morse for joining us on Vegan Nation for this in-studio interview. During the interview, Linda mentioned her binder of recipes, of vegan recipes, and those who might be interested in that can contact Sherry Zitter. Sherry Zitter is also another local vegan here in central Massachusetts.
Somewhere past the ridgeline where the wildflowers breathe sits a loving circle. Dream I wouldn't leave.
anyone can contact Sherry at SHERRYZITTER at iCloud.com for those who'd like to receive Linda Morse's recipes.
At the rainbow fires we gather, where the open hearts belong, and the forest is our voices sing, sing an ancient healing song. Children of the rainbow with their bare feet on the ground, singing songs of gentle freedom as the forest wraps us round. Tie-dye flags are fluttering like messages of peace, and the earth beneath our feet sends us love that never ceases.
Rainbow colors blend together.
Listening to the song Rainbow Fires.
At the rainbow fires we gather, every soul becomes a spark, every wanderer's family, lighting spirits in the dark.
By Lady Peace and Grateful Earplay.
At the rainbow fires we gather.
Sharing some upcoming vegan events. June 2026. Three in Massachusetts and one in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and one in California. In-person vegan events. In Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. Free vegan potluck picnic in the park. That's at Dean Park. Sunday, June 28th at 12 noon. For more information, contact vegfest.org. Dudley Fest. In Sherbourne, Massachusetts, at the Unity Farm Sanctuary. Dudley, the Scottish Highlander bovine, is celebrating his 11th birthday. June 13th. For more information, contact unityfarmsanctuary.org. Western Mass Vegan Food Fest in East Hampton. Sunday, June 7th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, contact rabbitcoven at gmail.com. Philly Veg Fest in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, June 13th. Speakers include John Sally, the 4-time NBA champion and vegan activist. John Lewis, the author of Badass Vegan. John has taken his passion for health and is now directing his first feature-length documentary focused on food and social justice. John has teamed up with the maker of the award-winning What the Health to create their joint venture, Hungry for Justice. Other speakers include Gigi the Vegan. Also Angela Yvonne, CEO and founder of Vegan Pop Eats. And many other speakers and lots of great music too. And live bands on their music stage at Philly Veg Fest. Another event in June 2026 is the California Vegan Solstice. That's Saturday, June 20th, and Sunday, June 21st, in Long Beach, California. Saturday is the reggae live performances, L'Amour and the Mystic Band, Empress Akua, Queen Teresa King, Ross Ken, and Dafari Soldiers. On Sunday, it's jazz, honoring a legend, L. Williams Quintet, with special guest vocalist Valerie Monroe, vocalist with Ray Charles, Ray Letts. That starts at noon on both days. For more information, contact goveganradio.com with Bob Linden. Here's further information about the California Vegan Solstice, and that's soul as an S-O-U-L, Solstice, celebrating, of course, the summer solstice. Living vegan is the ultimate act of peace and nonviolence. Peace begins on your plate. One can join California Vegan Solstice, Saturday, June 20th, Sunday, June 21st, both days at 3 p.m., for a global moment of silence, followed by a communal singing of Give Peace a Chance. Sunday, June 7th, is the National Animal Rights Day. Vegan activists are participating in 84 cities all around the world. Since 2011, over 100,000 activists in person have participated in the NARD, National Animal Rights Day, in over 170 cities in 50 countries. Please remember the golden rule, and as we sow, we reap. Animal liberation is human liberation. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Much thanks also to Lady Peace and Grateful Airplane for their music. And we also heard the music of Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. We heard the Cow Song, Turkey Song, and Fish Song.